Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 13th day of Adar Sheni, Tavshin Peves. Masechta Demai, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Dalet. Yisrael Shekibel Mikoin Balevi. Yisrael who took over a field for under a sharecropping arrangement from a Kohen or from a Levi. Amaisus Labolim. Then it's assumed that the Maisra that is to be taken, or the Truma that's to be taken, has to go to the landowners, which means if the owner of the field was a Kohen, then it's assumed that the Truma that this Yisrael will separate should go to him, the Kohen, it should go to the Kohen. And if he is the owner as a Levi, then the Yisrael should give him the Maisa Rishon, which normally goes to a Levi. Now, normally you've got a choice of whatever person, whatever Levi you want to give it to, whatever Kohen you want to give it to. But where the landowner was a Kohen or a Levi, and he's given Yisrael to take it over and to work it for a share in the profits, it's understood, they don't even have to say that, it's understood condition that the Truma will go to the landowner, the Kohen, and the Maisa will go to the Levi, if the Levi is the landowner. Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Hakartani, a person who lives in a village outside Yerushalayim, Shekibel Sodom Yerushalmi, who took over a field from a Yerushalmi man who lives in Yerushalayim under a sharecropping arrangement. Then, Maisa Sheni, the Maisa Sheni, which has to be in Yerushalayim, and that the farm, that the sharecropper has to separate, it's understood that it's going to go to the Yerushalmi, Shel Yerushalmi. And they don't divide it equally like you do with, like they do, or prorata it with, like they do with the rest of the harvest. It goes straight to the Yerushalmi. Why? Once again, there is an assumed understanding that when a Yerushalmi gives it to a non-Yerushalmi, gives a land for him to till and to work it to get a share in the profits, it's understood that he, being in Yerushalayim, will take the Maisa Sheni with him, should get the Maisa Sheni with him to take Yerushalayim, because he lives in Yerushalayim. They say no. Yochel hu hakartani lales lochel b'Yerushalayim. He says, they say, that the villager who lives outside Yerushalayim can just as easily, he can pick it up and take it up to Yerushalayim, and therefore he can say, no, we will share in the Maisa Sheni like we share in the rest of the produce. Mishnah Hei. Hamakabel zeisim, if a person took over olive trees, l'shemen, to produce oil, and with the intention to give for, and his reward for his schar, for his work, he'll get a proportion, a certain percentage of the oil. Whether it's Yisrael took it over from a Kohen landowner or a Levi landowner, or whether it's a Kohen or a Levi from a Yisrael landowner, kashem shecholkin b'chulin, just like they share in the produce of chulin, kacholkin b'truma, so they share in the produce of truma, and maisa for that matter as well. Because since the sharecropper is working hard to press the olives and get the oil, and oil is an expensive product, it's more choshuv, we say that he's not ready to forego the maestros. He wants to share in the maestros as well, and truma and maestros. Rabbi Huda Omer, Yisrael shekibel mikoin o milevi, zeisim lo shemen, if a Yisrael took over a field from a kohen or levi to make olives, or to make olive oil, to press the olives and make the olive oil, oy lemachtzis sachar, some gurses have oy, or to get half a profit from the trading of the oil, so they will sell the shemen, they will sell the oil and divide the profits equally. Rabbi Huda maintains that in such a case, ha-maisras labalim, the maisras do go to the owners. In other words, Rabbi Huda compares the case of the olive trees to the and pressing it and making olive oil to the case of the grain, a field of grain. Just like in the field of grain we learned in the previous Mishnah, that if the landowner was a Kohen, or the landowner was a Levi, then it's assumed that you're going to give the Kohen the Truma and the Maisa to the Levi. He holds the same assumption is held with olive oil as well. That when you make olives, and the landowner, you took over the olive trees and you're going to press and make oil, that if the landowner is a Kohen, it's assumed he's going to get the Truma. And if his landowner is of a Levi, it's assumed that he will get the Maisa Rishon. The Tanakhama disagree. They say, no, we do not compare olive trees and making olive oil to a field, because when the Yisrael takes over the field of olive trees to the orchard to make oil, he does not give the landowner, the fruits that grew in their fields of trimmers and maestres. He's not giving them the actual fruits. He's working hard to press and make the oil, and that's an important product. And for that reason, he's not prepared, and it's not assumed that he has to give all the maaser and the trimmer to the Levi and the Kohen respectively. Rather, they will share that equally.